Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I'm Scott Slade. Here's the latest from Jamie Dupree in Washington.
Just as happened 21 years ago with the impeachment of President Bill Clinton, the idea of the Senate moving to censure President Donald Trump emerged yesterday, with Democratic Senator Joe Manchin pressing the case for the idea. But just like the Clinton impeachment, the idea of a censure does not seem to be going anywhere, as the two sides are clearly not able to agree to just about anything dealing with President Trump. While the impeachment trial won't reconvene officially until tomorrow afternoon, the Senate floor will be open all day today for senators to make statements on the trial, as the Senate will vote to acquit the president on Wednesday.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
One would think we will hear a fairly familiar kind of speech by President Trump tonight in his State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress, as I would expect the president to talk about some of his favorite campaign themes like economic growth during his time in office, along with the impact of his tax cut plan and increased defense spending. One thing we don't know right now is whether the president will address his impeachment fight, as President Trump will join President Bill Clinton in giving a State of the Union while he's also in the middle of a Senate impeachment trial.
Jamie Dupree 2.0.
What a disaster this was for the Democratic Party in Iowa, as like the Republican vote counting debacle in the 2012 Iowa caucuses, this time it was the Democrats who screwed up with their new high-tech computer reporting software. It led to the very odd situation where the leading Democrats decided to address supporters starting after 11 p.m. Eastern Time, as they all got to give a positive speech without knowing whether they were going to be pleased or not with the final results from Iowa. Next stop for everyone is New Hampshire, where I'm sure there will be a lot of jokes over the next week about how the Granite State will be able to count votes a lot more quickly than Iowa's Democratic Party.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.